Mention the word horse, and what comes to mind? For some, it's a... And for others, it could be the excitement and passion of horse racing. Yet, for one family at Umberslade Children's Farm in the West Midlands, mention the word horse, and they are bound to think shire. In this programme, we'll be looking more closely at this beautiful beast, known to many simply as the gentle giant. The horse has been one of man's most dependable friends and servants for thousands of years. Horses can live in almost any climate where there is enough food and water. Horses have strength, speed, and endurance. Sure-footed horses can carry riders over steep mountain trails on a dark night, and dependable steeds can bring lost riders safely home. Horses are intelligent, have good memories, and can easily be trained to obey commands instantly. Man has developed the natural qualities of the horse by breeding. A fast horse is bred with a strong horse to produce an animal that is speedy and powerful. Horses have played an important part in the growth of civilization. Horses carried men into battle and carried food and supplies over long distances. Without horses, Genghis Khan and his soldiers could not have conquered the vast areas of Asia and Eastern Europe. Until the introduction of the locomotive and the motor car, horses provided the quickest and surest means of transport on land. One particular breed of horse is the English Shire, known worldwide for its enormous strength and exceptionally good nature. Shires are very large and are often black, bay or grey in colour. A characteristic feature is their abundant hair, called feather, which is just below the knees and hocks. Mature horses stand around 170 to 190 centimetres high and can weigh up to about 1 tonne. The last 25 years has seen a regeneration of the Shire horse in Great Britain. In its heyday between 1920 and 1945, there was a heavy horse population in Britain of about 1 million horses. By the late 1950s, this figure had dwindled to just around a few thousand. Let's return to the Umberslade Children's Farm I mentioned earlier. There, I met Jane Munts Torres and her three children, Christopher, Maria, and young James. Jane has a particular love of large horses, and I joined her as she and Christopher, her eldest son, were washing and preparing Toby, a beautiful shire who is used to towing visiting members of the public through the farm's premises. Toby's not being very cooperative today, and Jane explains how the horses get used to dealing with certain people.
Somebody else will come along and he won't let them. Christopher will probably tell you why. Christopher, do you want to pick up his foot and show?
Right, first I'm going to let the horse know that I'm here and start stroking him down the leg. Let him know what I'm going to do. Get in position. Hold the back of his feathers, back of his hoof. Push him slightly over my shoulder. Pick him up. And there you go. You got main parts of the hoof. You got the hoof wall around the outside. Little frog in the middle, that's the soft part, that needs to be protected. You do get some horses which can play up, can they?
Did you get it?
No, he was trying to play about a bit. Come on, Tony.
Tony! Back it in!
You get absolutely filthy
when you're doing this.
But I do enjoy working with horses very much. Riding and driving obviously two completely different things. I mean, I enjoy working with them, even though they're here to do a job. I mean, you've got to enjoy doing them. If you don't enjoy working with them, you're not going to do it properly. Where are they? Shires nowadays aren't bred really for riding at all. Joseph once, someone was riding him, and they were cantering him. They're just not meant for it, and it's basically just power. Is what you don't get is like the size when you first meet them, like it's quite huge and you get more and more used to it.
I'm still washing these feathers, there's an awful lot of mud in them. But if we were washing these feathers to take the horse to a show, we would be washing it with soap flakes, because the soap flakes really makes the white hair very, very white indeed. This particular horse is 7 years old. He'll be 8 in April. His name on the farm is Toby, but he does have a real name, which is Bettis Victor, which is his pedigree name. His father, his sire, is Hillmore Prince Charles, who is the longest serving premium stallion in this country at the moment. And his mother was a Welsh Shire mare, Grade A. And he's estimated at probably 900 kilos. He's not a ton, this one. He's not a very, very heavy one. Some of the other horses would be a lot thicker and a lot more bone. Okay, Toby's, although he's fairly tall, he's fairly fine. So probably about 900 kilos. And then they say a Shire, in normal conditions, be able to pull double his weight. So you're getting on for being able to pull nearly 2 ton. We are a little bit cleaner now. Not show standard, but cleaner. Okay, we don't normally go to shows. We're not competitive people, but we often go in processions. There's a vintage tractor show in June. So we'll go and we'll take our horses so that the people can see the horsepower and the tractor power. And then we give horse and cart rides at the same time. We've been invited to a village fete in July. We've been invited to a ploughing match in September. Now, we don't plough. We take the visitors round the ploughing fields with our horses so they can go and watch all the different ploughmen. Once I've got these ones ready, I can harness up another one and do the driving. Okay?
As Jane has said, once Toby has been cleaned, prepared, and is wearing his harness and has a bridle on his head, he's ready to work alongside his pal Joseph, and the two of them together pull visitors around the premises on a cart and down a very lovely tree-lined avenue which leads to the farm. However, their trip does not give us the usual clippity-clop sounds of horses' hooves on tarmac. Joseph and Toby are waiting for new shoes to be fitted by the farrier, Alan, and he's due to visit the next day.
Then we're going to turn around in one under the bridge, okay? Yeah. See the railway bridge? Yes. Any cars behind? So we can do it in one go without turns, without stopping. Give them the instruction to turn. Go steady. And come round. Round. Horses cross their legs to turn in a very small area. That's it. Do you know what trees these are? They're poplars. Yeah. And when they've all come into leaf and you're driving up here, it's really very nice indeed. Steady. Walk on. Walk on. Walk on. And whoa. Sit, wall, and stand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, Mitzi. Up you go. Get up. Get up, son. Good.
After about 15 short trips a day, the Shires need reshoeing about every 8 weeks. And that's what Alan, the farrier, does. The excess nail on the foot is removed by cutting and filing. Then the farrier expertly fits a shoe to the precise size of the horse's hoof, whilst the shoe is still very, very hot. All that is left now is for the shoe to be nailed into position so it stays fixed. And healthy horses have allowed Jane's daughter and 9-year-old son James to enter competitions. Maria won her last contest, and James tells us more about his interest in Shires and what he does with them.
I like doing this because it's really interesting and it's a nice activity outside instead of watching TV all the time. But you feel a bit scared because the horse is very big and it might get frightened and suddenly walk back and trample you. What you have to do is to go through jump poles, back up through them, and you have to stop in a box for 30 seconds. I find it very easy because they're easier than the small ones. They pay more attention. You have to be gentle with them and gentle but firm.
James knows to be gentle but firm, and here he certainly demonstrates that he is the horse's master as he drives Daniel through a set of traffic cones which have been laid out in the farmyard. James gives a firm command and off they go.
Daniel, walk on. Come around, Daniel.
Jane, her three children, and all of the staff at Umberslade care a great deal for these magnificent horses. If you would like more information about Shires, then visit www.shire-horse.org.uk and don't forget to visit Umberslade Farm at www.umberslade-farm.co.uk.